Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport, the Liverpool matchbook. Pre-match.
Welcome to the Etihad Stadium. I'm not sure about a League Cup semi-final. It was almost like a U2 pop concert a moment ago, John, as they dipped all the lights around the Etihad Stadium and a giant blue moon came up on the huge screen. Very impressive.
It was good, wasn't it? Yeah, it's like in pre-day, it was like coming out at you from the television. Yeah.
Well, we haven't been here on an evening before, so I don't know whether that's a regular occurrence, but it certainly brought the stadium to life, as many fans still getting into their seats at 7:45 start here. Liverpool and Manchester City, complete with the tracksuit tops, come out of the tunnel just to our left-hand side and line up across the centre of the park. The referee is Lee Mason tonight. 8 days ago, a league meeting here produced a one-sided scoreline, 3-0 to Manchester City. It's now a League Cup semi-final first leg, and Liverpool will want this tie firmly alive when the return game takes place at Anfield in 2 weeks' time. It's conceivable this could be a different affair than the Premier League game. Gerrard starts for Liverpool. City miss three huge players for them. David Silva injured, Vincent Kompany suspended, and Yaya Touré on African Cup of Nations duty, as well as his brother Touré from the defence, who is also missing tonight. So far, the extent of Liverpool's League Cup run has been conducted away from home, from Exeter to Brighton, Stoke and Chelsea. We've arrived here at Manchester City. The Reds have so far risen to each occasion. This, the biggest challenge of all. Manchester City may still be smarting off from an FA Cup defeat to United at the weekend. Liverpool are smarting from a Premier League defeat here just over a week ago. Liverpool in all red and City in the sky blue. John?
Yeah, straight away. We're talking about Kelly and Johnson. Kelly's going to play right back. I'm just looking the way they're going to toss up now, but he's staying over the right-hand side. So Johnson, I think Steve will play on the left-hand side from the way they are at the moment. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Two of them are clapped hands. Yeah. Kelly stays on the right. So Pepe Reina in goal. It's Martin Kelly at right back. Martin Skrtel and Daniel Agger at centre-back. So Jamie Carragher, who's started in each of the previous rounds, has to step down now.
Yeah, we're talking about that, weren't we, Steve? You know, I think the reason Kelly's playing, because he played in all the other games in the competition. There's also other players like Quartez and Carragher, and Kenny's gone with his tried and trusted centre-halves, who have been playing pretty well together of recent times. So, I don't know whether Carr will be quite happy with that, I have to say, but there you go.
Don't think he will. Left-back Glenn Johnson, Liverpool's midfielder tonight, Steven Gerrard and Jay Spearing. Stuart Downing on the right-hand side of the attack, Craig Bellamy on the left. Jordan Henderson again in that hole behind the front man, Andy Carroll. So three changes from the 3-0 defeat last week, with Martin Kelly, Steven Gerrard and Craig Bellamy replacing Jose Enrique, who's on the bench, Charlie Adam and Dirk Kuyt. Liverpool subs: Enrique, Sebastian Quartez, Dirk Kuyt, Jamie Carragher, Jonjo Shelvey, Charlie Adam and Alexander Doney. City themselves have had to make amendments to their side, and in fact a player who's featured in every round is Pantilimon, the keeper, but he's replaced tonight by Joe Hart, the number one here. Right back is Richards, the centre-backs are Savage and Lescott. So they're without Touré and Vincent Kompany, and Gael Clichy is the left back. The two in midfield are Gareth Barry, sent off against Liverpool a week ago, and Nigel de Jong, and the attack Adam Johnson, James Milner and Mario Balotelli behind Sergio Aguero. Lee Mason starts the game here at the City of Manchester Stadium. And I wonder what affair we've got in prospect. We'd settle for the draw right now. It keeps it well and truly in the balance. But can Liverpool score here tonight? Because a little fact about goals in the second leg, if it gets to extra time, the away goals will count. So it could be important for Liverpool to grab a goal here
absolutely,
tonight.
Absolutely, Steve, yeah. You don't know how the match is going to fare out, or the two games are. So it's always nice to get a, just in case, to have in the bag for when you play at home. Just look, it's not a sellout, Steve. I was led to believe that it is, and there's quite a Liverpool fans have took all their allocation
But just looking across the way, there's quite a few empty seats at the top of the stand, isn't
there? Yeah, a lot of empty Manchester City seats. The Liverpool allocation to our right, and that's where Pepe Reina's just receiving the ball back from his defence as Liverpool shoot from right to left. But that allocation for Liverpool fans, absolutely sold out.
The game.
On the right wing, it's Martin Kelly. Plays it past his man towards Bellamy.
Good play.
I think Clichy fell over at that point in time. Now Steven Gerrard back in the centre. Nice direct pass up to Downing. Across to Glenn Johnson on the left wing. Liverpool in a position to attack the City box. Ball put in low. And it's cleared out by Gareth Barry. One of many City men who'd rush back to try and concrete up their penalty area. Glenn Johnson takes the throw in for Gerrard. Then Spearing. Gerrard again backwards with the ball to the centre circle. And Martin Skrtel on it for Liverpool. Goalless if you're just with us. 4 minutes played. And Liverpool trying to press it through to Carroll, who's burst round his man, Savage. Carroll!
Oh,
and that's a really big stop from Joe Hart. He should have scored, Andy Carroll. He just went for power. But down went Hart at very close quarters. He shut down the angles. And Liverpool with another opportunity to score an early goal here at the Etihad Stadium. And another opportunity wasted.
It's nearly identical to Downing. I'll tell you, first of all, he's done well, Andy Carroll. He's really done well. He's shrugged Savage off. He's gone past him like he's not there. One-on-one with the keeper. A bit more finesse he needed, Steve.
Other end, City breaking through. Reina's missed it. Over the top from Balotelli and dealt with by Martin Skrtel. Little bit of a, not a calamitous moment, but a worrying moment for Liverpool
it
there.
It was. But going back to that chance, you know, you have to give Hart full credit for the save. He's come out as he did against Downing last week, and he smothered the shot. But I just thought, Andy, you know, little dink, you keep on talking about it, and it could have been 1-0. Great move from Liverpool.
Now, Micah Richards has taken it off Downing's toes. City on the attack, ball played to the edge of the area, gone behind Balotelli with a bit of a deflection, and Liverpool try and pressurise with a ball up front by Glenn Johnson to Steven Gerrard immediately on the left wing. Gerrard back into the centre for Jay Spearing.
Well, that's poor play by Downing, you have to say, against Richards again, who seems to have him off, you know.
Liverpool press a ball across the edge of the City penalty area. Gerrard shot!
Saved.
Fingertips of Joe Hart push it out to the right-hand side. And that's what Steven Gerrard will offer you.
Brilliant.
Attempts from outside the box that could force a goal.
Quick feet,
one
Steve.
Touch. Just a short lift back of the right foot, and that was dipping into the corner, and Joe Hart got down low.
It's a good keeper, isn't he, Joe Hart? Again, right down, very quick. Great feet from Steve Gerrard, very quick. I don't think Hart's seen it too late, and he got down really well and put it wide for Liverpool's first and the game's first corner.
Steven Gerrard from the right-hand side corner aims at Stuart Downing on the volley. Left foot in, it's a goal!
Save again.
Another brilliant save by Joe Hart.
Oh.
My goodness, there aren't many keepers at this level that could have kept that out. Stuart Downing's volley was inching its way into the corner of the net.
Great
Gerrard
effort.
Teed it up from the corner. Left-footed Downing hit through a pack.
That's
and a scrambling
off.
Joe Hart has just kept it out of the net.
What makes that a better save? That's come off Daniel Agger. It's a deflection off Daniel and he meant it. Great save.
Gerrard outswinger again with the corner. Up goes Carroll. Might drop for Daniel Agger, who's gone down in the penalty area. Penalty given. Referee Lee Mason immediately gives Liverpool the spot kick, and it's Savage who's brought down Daniel Agger. Agger pushing towards the 6-yard area, and Savage comes across him, and Liverpool given a penalty on 11 minutes in the game.
Well, he had too much time off the corner, didn't he? I get, and he's gone over, he's got the touch. Oh, it's a penalty. He's put his studs down his knee, and he's gone down Daniel Agger.
He's even apologised straight away as Savage,
yeah,
so
he knows, yeah. Naive defending. But Daniel Agger done really well. He's brave, and he's upended him. And it's a penalty for Liverpool.
Steven Gerrard picks the ball up. Liverpool have had all sorts of problems from the spot this season, but Gerrard on Friday night against Oldham showed them how it should be done with a spot kick which off the underside of the crossbar went into the top right hand corner.
A big penalty, Steve, you know, it really is. You know, it's been a bit of time since the penalty was given. I don't like these delays. No, it's a massive moment for Steve Gerrard. Hart is in such good form, especially against us. You know,
well, Liverpool needs to take a goal away from the Etihad Stadium, and there's no better opportunity than this. It's the captain, Steven Gerrard, starting tonight from the penalty spot. He scored in the FA Cup from the penalty spot. Right footed.
Yes!
He scored!
Get in!
Gerard Lowe to the left-hand side of Joe Hart. Hart guessed the right way, but such was the quality of Gerard's strike. It's Manchester City 0, Liverpool 1. Perfect start in this Carling Cup semi-final.
And you have to say it's what Liverpool deserve. Hart pulled off two magnificent saves. Three saves, and that's a super penalty. You know, Hart's nearly got there, Steve, but what Steve's done, he drilled it right into the bottom left-hand corner as you're looking Steve's way. And Hart, you know, as good as goalkeeper, he couldn't get there. Super, super penalty.
It's Balotelli now. This one forward for Aguero, headed by the back of the head of Kelly away from his box. First to it is Milner. It's City trying to make some immediate amends for the goal that they've conceded. Liverpool lead here at the Etihad. Milner, left side of Liverpool's box. Early cross, punched by Rayner away from Balotelli's head. Out it comes to Aguero, left-footed. You can hear what the Liverpool fans think of that effort on goal. Aguero cutting across the ball, and the ball ending up nowhere near Rayner's goal.
Yeah, well, the first bit of intent from Manchester City comes after 15 minutes. Aguero initially done really well with his quality. He feigned, and then he pulled it back onto his left foot, and then he made a hash of it, as you heard from the Liverpool fans, semi-right. Great start, just what you want in a two-legged, you know, encounter, semi-finals of a cup competition. Something's happened there to one Liverpool players have pulled up, Steve.
Jay's down on the floor near the centre circle. It's not Steven Gerrard. Jay's stopped completely.
Charlie Adams is going to come straight on, so what? His hamstring's gone.
Yeah. He just held underneath the left leg, signalled to Steven Gerrard that that's a hamstring injury, and desperately disappointed because the job that Jay has been doing, I don't think anyone else could do quite as well as him.
Yeah, we've lost two whole midfield players now, because that's a four-weeker, what he's got now. So he's just gone down, so he's pulled his hamstring, and he was so comfortable with the quarter of the game gone in that area. I'm just trying to think what Kenny will do now. Will he ask Charlie Adams to do that? I think he's going to have to, because we want Steve Gerrard third up the park.
I don't think he'll do the same job.
Steve could do that job if need be, but for me, you know, you want him third up the park where he can make things happen with the final ball. So you feel sorry for Jay Spearing yet again. The lad's been doing so well. The silly sending off, which, you know, he's so unlucky. He's had a few games where he's done really well on his comeback again, and again, it's so frustrating for the lad, isn't it?
What's been really impressive is not just his tackling about, but his pass completion, Johnny. He's rarely given the ball away when he's been.
And he wants the ball all the time, Steve. He doesn't hide, you know, and it's important that you get people in that area, which, to be fair, Charlie Adam, he won't hide. He'd be looking for the ball, but defensively now he's got to make sure that he's adept and he doesn't fly in, he doesn't give any silly fouls away. He does a real good job of discipline in that area.
And there's a foul by Charlie Adam on Mario Balotelli, about 25 yards out. And Balotelli unhappy with the way that Adam reacted. And Balotelli got up and almost surged towards Adam for a second and had to be held back by his teammates. I think his head was going to burst then. It was a good job as far as City are concerned.
I think
that Balotelli
happened,
didn't respond.
No, Charlie Adam said, come on, I've hardly touched you there, get up. And he's responded by going at Charlie Adam. I think it was possibly a little... Was that a foul?
I think the position he's in, though, that's the problem, isn't it? 25 yards out.
It's a bit of a shoulder charge, but you can see why the referee's given a foul. And he's tapped him on the head and said, probably, get up. And he's gone after him.
James Milner's pushed him back away from it all.
Yep. This is dangerous. It's 28 yards out. But what is it, central? And with the pitch the way it is, with the rain, it will skim.
A concerned Kenny ponders what will come next from his technical area. City have three round the ball. One is Adam Johnson, the other's Milner, and it's Balotelli who'll take it. Right-footed shot into the wall, into Charlie Adam.
Charlie Adam, it'd be fair, he might have made the foul, but he certainly made amends for it. It went right in his chest. It was a hell of a strike. A lot of power in it. But Man City are starting to put a little bit of a shift together. Balotelli's walking about like he might have injured himself there, Steve. I don't know.
Kelly, ball down the right wing for Bellamy. Bellamy turning his man inside and out, has a shot across the face of goal. Back to cliche it goes and avoids Bellamy. And outside of the City penalty area, Aguero on that side, but Bellamy's helped win it back. Kelly crosses in. Carroll with a header across goal. It flashes past the left-hand post of Joe Hart. Well, that was much better from Andy Carroll. An early crossing from Kelly. Great delivery. And Carroll lunged in to try and steer it into the corner of the net.
Yeah, that's all right. That's a decent effort. He's 14 yards out. He's got a good header on it. It's gone about a foot or two wide. Good play. I'm just looking down that right-hand side, and I think we need to get out there more so than this. Left-hand side with Richards, you know, he's a man mountain, he's a super defender. But I think cliche, if you get at him, especially with Bellamy and young Kelly with his pace, he can cause him, you know, mountains of problems.
Rayner getting it away and over the halfway line.
Oh, bit of space there.
Richards, oh, that was a late lunge by Steven Gerrard. Timed against James Milner.
Do you know what I like the referee, what he's doing? You know, the crowd want everyone booked because they feel hard done by, you know, with the weekend. But he's keeping his cards in his pocket. You know, he could have booked a couple of players on both sides, you know, for innocuous challenges. And he's doing well by not spoiling the game.
It's Adam Johnson, right side of Liverpool's box, uses Milner, who turns Johnson inside out. Glenn Johnson, that is. And then Milner hits a shot into the side netting. That was lenient from the referee.
I'm not surprised at this.
Thankful.
I'm not surprised at this.
Nasri's on. And is it Balotelli?
Yeah.
They're replacing.
I think he injured himself, you know, if it's Balotelli. He injured himself when he took that free kick. If it is him, is it?
Yeah, it is Balotelli, 45. And he's hobbling off.
Which, I have to say, I'd rather Balotelli stay on the pitch than Nasri, in all honesty. You know, Liverpool have got to deal with it. A lot more movement now. A lot more guile, whereas Balotelli really, he didn't look fit from the first minute to me. He really done nothing at all. And I think when he took that free kick, he's hurt himself again. And he's ignored by the manager as he's come off.
He's always got a bit of a sulk on his face, hasn't he? But Balotelli off. Balotelli the myth is brilliant, isn't it? Balotelli the man on the pitch tonight. Never quite looked like he was in his stride. Agger finds a pass upfield for Henderson. Releases it for Downing on the left wing. Lots of blue shirts back to defend, but Henderson with it on the left-hand side of the City box. Dragging it down
it's
the line.
Ball,
crossing is over the top
it's
of Carroll.
Not a bad ball at all by Henderson.
Forces the header away from Clichy. Carroll have been a couple of yards back, and then Downing puts some pressure on De Jong and nearly wins it. But it has forced an error from Savage, and Henderson ends up with it left side of the box. His cross wasn't quite high enough. Missed kick by De Jong to get it away. All sorts of bits of horror going on by
Manchester
City there.
Comedy of errors from Manchester City's point of view there. You know, they look a shade, you have to say a shade of the side that we've been watching all season at the moment. They've got big players out, they've had a big game of the weekend, and, you know, if we just keep our discipline, you know, keep defending well, then, you know, there's no reason why, long way to go, that we, you know, we can't go to Anfield with the win under our belt.
Forward pass by Clichy. Now, going in with a tackle is Skirtle. He's missed it. City have won it. They've got two in the box. It's Aguero with it.
Great
left side.
By Steve Gerrard.
He can't get into the box as Steven Gerrard upends the Argentinian.
Great cover. No, we had men out of position there, both Bellamy and Kelly on the right-hand side.
Taking a quick throw in, Nasri then causing a problem or two for Gerrard, hits it across the face of goal before Rayner gets down and scuffs it away with the end of his gloves, and it's a throw in for City next to the corner flag.
Well, he was right behind that one, Steve. He was going to make no mistake on there.
Savage down the line for Richards. Richards takes on Johnson again. Johnson tries to shoulder barge him off it. He's gone round him as Richards plays it into the box, and that's over the bar by Milner.
Too easy, wasn't it? Too easy.
Strong run by the right back for Manchester City, and an awful finish by Milner, thankfully, for Liverpool. Richards got to the dead ball line, laid it back somewhere near the penalty spot,
yeah,
and skied over the bar by Milner.
Well, he's a man mountain, Richards. He's a super, super player. You know, he's so strong. He's so agile, he's so fast, and he's just, at times, he's shown he's too much for us, you know, previous games, and that was far too weak. He went past Glenn Johnson like he wasn't even there. Now, it's up to Downing to double up on him. They've got to make sure when he does venture forward that we can't allow that to happen. That was far too easy, Steve.
Clichy's cross in, comes off a Liverpool head, it's a corner kick, and the end of the first half will result in a Manchester City set piece.
It's the first corner for Manchester City, and we know how dangerous they can be off corners. Even without the two giants, you know, company, and
and Torre, you know, going to sleep off these a couple of times in games against Manchester City. You can't afford to, especially at this moment in time, right before half time. We need to get that
in
away.
In swinger towards Savage. It comes off the back of Kelly's head.
It's okay.
At the same time, he's claiming he was knocked in the nose.
Oh!
And then Skrtel gives a horrible ball away from the clearance to Adam Johnson. He attacks the box, releases it for Nasri, and Johnson's gone down. Liverpool appeal against that, but Johnson fouled on the edge of the Liverpool penalty area.
Gerrard
right in the referee's face. And it's Gerrard who's pushed Johnson down, according to those replays. Well, Gerrard's still continuing the argument, but...
Johnson, he does go to ground unbelievably, doesn't he? He's done it there, he's played for that. But Skrtel, what is he doing? We're deep into injury time. All he has to do is bang it out of play, put it up, and he's played it straight to Man City. And now we have got a problem. We've got a major, major problem here. This is a great opportunity for Man City. And Johnson took up salt into the wounds, will take it. You know, the 3 minutes are up, which makes it, you know, all the more galling at the moment. You know, can Pepe keep it out? Can the wall do its job? Let's hope he spoons it over the top. Spoon it.
It's Aguero. No, it's Adam Johnson, left-footed. He's put it over the top. Thankfully, it doesn't work. The whistle blows for the end of the first half, and Liverpool are a goal up, a penalty on 11 minutes. It was, well, it was cast iron, I'd say, from the replays. Savage scraping the studs down Agger's leg and converted by Steven Gerrard, low to the left of the keeper, Joe Hart. There's been other good periods of play by Liverpool. Andy Carroll had the opportunity to open up the scoring in the game, but a wonderful stop by Joe Hart prevented him. City, though, have come back into things at times. Unfortunately for Liverpool at the end of that first half, they didn't have to pay the price from a free kick outside the box as Johnson skies over. Manchester City 0, Liverpool 1 on the break.
Yeah, you know, for most of the half, we've been very comfortable. The problem we have, we've been our own worst enemy, giving the ball away in certain areas. You know, Downing, Carroll, and at the end, Skrtel. That's the only time they've really looked dangerous. You know, panicking in areas where you don't have to panic. Other than that, you know, there's not been a problem. I think for the first 25 minutes, we've done brilliant. Created four great opportunities. Hart was magnificent with some of the saves. But then you can see Man City slowly got into the game. We're not, they're pushing us back a bit more, not allowing us on the ball as much. And even though they're lacking a little bit of quality, you know, that's in your players, still a little bit of a threat. But most importantly, we've got to keep that ball when we've got it. You know, there's an outlet ball. If Carroll goes and marks Savage, stays on Savage and get balls up to him, then he won't be a problem. He can hold the ball up and then we can get to him, because they've been pressing us back the last 15 minutes that hard.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
So Liverpool begin the second 45 in all red here at the Etihad Stadium. Steven Gerrard and Jordan Henderson with the ball. Jay Spearing off injured in the first half. Charlie Adam, the only change of the game for Liverpool. Now an opportunity for De Jong, who rolls it upfield to the halfway line for Nasri. Back for De Jong once more through the centre of the pack with a splitting pass that finds Adam Johnson, then him to Aguero. A good running by Martin Skrtel. I think he was trailing initially and then he came through like a rocket to force it out for a corner past Aguero.
Yeah, it was a good pass by Johnson and read the situation really well, Skrtel, and he had to. Aguero just lost his first touch. It's another City corner, getting too many for my liking.
Corner from the left side again, second of this second half. Milner spins it in, caught by Reina.
Stick,
looking for the early ball, out. He's thrown it long. It's an immense throw, which has Jordan Henderson on the run.
Going.
It's three against
keep
three.
Going.
It's two in the box. Bellamy still with Henderson left side. Henderson across the face of goal and volleyed away from just outside the six-yard box by Manchester City.
Well, great opportunity. That's what you've got to do with City, throw men forward.
Ball given away by Liverpool and Adam, put into the box from the right-hand side by City. Trap is sprung and then away it comes to Clichy. Clichy again forcing it forward, chased down by Carroll. Ball bounces awkwardly just outside Liverpool's box. They now manage to pick it up and play it through to Henderson and then Kelly on this right-hand side. Kelly's chased by Barry, has to go back.
Oh!
Left foot, he sends it to his keeper. Aguero's picked it up with a mistake. He's gone round Pepe Reina and put it over the bar.
Doing?
Terrible reverse pass by Martin Kelly. He never saw Aguero hovering around that edge of the penalty area. Reina came out and spared any embarrassing moment. By the time Aguero had gone round Reina, the angle was very narrow and he just couldn't slot it home. He put it over the top of the crossbar.
I've said it for the fifth time in the game. We've actually played Manchester City in. You can't keep on doing that. That is schoolboy error. Martin doesn't make many mistakes. He's got away with that one massively. And he's got to thank Pepe Reina because he's done really well to come out and narrow the angle to Aguero. But we panic on the ball at times.
City possession. Tentatively knocking it about, but nevertheless holding onto the ball at the moment. Lescott again for Manchester City to Adam Johnson. And Clichy left wing. Back for Johnson. Forward pass to Aguero. Backing into skirtle edge of the box. He's released it for Barry. Barry across the face of goal. And Agger steps in to push it out away from Nasri and give City a corner.
Yeah,
really timely build-up from the home team.
You know, we are handing them the initiative, you have to say, with some of the slack passes we're giving them. And
another City corner in this half. That one towards the penalty spot. Was it rolled over? Most of the crowd thought it had, but Reina had actually pounced on it, smothered that ball quite near his line.
We couldn't see it, yeah.
Most of the Etihad Stadium believed that header from Micah Richards was going to force its way through. The powerful presence of Richards headed it down and one-handed Reina forced it onto the floor and kept it at bay.
Well done, Pepe Reina, making amends. That's point blank. It is purely instinctive save. He did know nothing about it. Richards, it's a corner. He's got him in front of Agger. He's headed it. Everyone's gone up here. We think it's a goal. Couldn't see it. And Pepe Reina's great save. It was a super, super save. And you are asking questions. We've got to be really careful. And it's going to be a substitution. Downing's going to come off, Enrique's going to come on to solidify it down that left-hand side defensively. But at the same time, he's good at getting forward, Enrique. We know he can play like a winger, so he's just doubling up down there.
Well, Lescott lines up the throw-in halfway in the Liverpool half and throws back for Savage. And they'll try and steer it round the right wing instead. Richardson over to the far right-hand side, where Milner is occupying space. Adam Johnson infield, he gives it for De Jong halfway in the Liverpool half, a direct pass forward to Nasri, edge of the Reds box, and now Clichy left side, swirling cross in. Johnson heads down and into the hands of Pepe Reina, with Aguero about 3 or 4 yards away.
Very cool, calm and collective there, Johnson. Far post, just chest it into Pepe Reina. That's what we need to be. We need to just stop panicking.
Bellamy on the left line. He's probing and attacking towards Michael Richards and loses it to Gareth Barry.
His
pass to Nasri. Nasri skips round Skirtle, who steps up to the halfway line. Four ball for Aguero. Good first touch from the Argentinian. Running across the edge of Liverpool's box and a shot from him. Unfortunately, Pepe Reina had changed his body position. He knew that I think Aguero was going to go for Reina's left-hand corner, and Reina had covered that off.
Well, again, Steve, it's come from our possession. You know, it's come for our possession. We've defended it quite well in the end, and it was a comfortable save, but certainly, you know, our time was Craig Bellamy. We're just giving the ball away for fun.
Nasri outside the Liverpool penalty area, trying a delicate chip in for Dzeko. Volleyed away by Liverpool to the halfway. He's come off Andy Carroll's back after he spun off Richards. And again, City pass it forward, and Nasri continues to apply the pressure. Nasri up to Dzeko, back to Nasri again. Skips round his man, takes a shot and goes over the crossbar. Well, moved around Glenn Johnson, and Nasri unleashed the right foot, rising all the time. Pepe Reina not forced to save that one. Now Martin Skrtel pushing Dzeko, referee 5 yards from it, awards the City free kick past the centre circle.
Keeping your concentration, there's no need for that, Steve.
Short free kick to Nasri for Barry, and then back to Nasri again on the right hand side. Taken on that wing by Clichy, the left footer, who's on the right wing. Milner's used behind. City have got at least 7 up there. The crossing from the right, the opportunity for City, and Reina's got a touch, and then Agger scuffs it out for the corner, perhaps. No, still in play, and Reina picks up that bouncing ball. Awkward again.
Reina's having a right go of Enrique. For what reason? I'm not sure. Let's have a little look. There's a build-up from City.
and it goes out to the right wing because he allowed the crossing. Because he allowed the crossing, and it wasn't great defending from Liverpool. And he's right, because you've got to get close to your wide men and don't allow them balls to come in. He's spot on. Jamie Carragher's coming on, Steve. Henderson, another defender. So I think we're going to have to see the last. How long's left, Steve?
Well, we've got about 10 minutes, haven't we? Is Carragher going to be a holding midfielder, is he?
I think you'll sit him in.
Oh, Bellamy's coming on. Bellamy replaced by Jamie Carragher. So in the reshuffle, we'll soon see. Will he be alongside Charlie Adam?
Yeah. So we've got very, very defensive, haven't we? You know, so...
Oh, my goodness.
Pity, you know, because we have defended well. You know, I'm panicking, you know, because I want us to win the game. But when you've got the ball, you've got to do something with it. And we haven't this off. You know, we've just been happy to just defend. Well done, Jamie Carragher.
Carragher's intercepted the ball to Nasri. And he's trying to hold him off as he barges his way down the right-hand side. And then Carragher places it to touch, and Nasri's hit him off the ball. Nasri lifted an elbow into his chest, and Carra's trying to calm it down. I don't think Carra would want to see anyone get overly into trouble for that. Kolarov's got involved in things, and I'm not quite sure what the spark was that Nasri reacted to, but one thing's for sure, he lifted the arm right into the top of Carra's chest, and now the referee, Lee Mason, has brought Nasri over, and hopefully...
Carra's done him a favour.
Just a yellow. I think Carra tried to
Carra's
put
done
out
a right
the flame
favour.
There.
He's done him a right favour. He could have gone down. We've seen players go down. I don't know if he's head putted him or whatever, elbowed him. But Carra's walked away. He's not picking Jamie Carragher.
Oh, they've both got yellows. So whatever it was that Carragher was involved in just before that, he's given him a yellow card for.
See?
Oh, Carragher's pushed him in the face with the hand, and then Nasri pushes him back at the top of the chest. Two yellow cards, though. Nasri now for Manchester City. Plays it wide to the right-hand side. We've got options in the box. Dzeko's one of them. Ball placed towards the dead ball line for Clichy, and then a cutting interception by Jose Enrique. And it's out for a City throw. Throw taken back down the line, and Milner's then fouled by Charlie Adam. Manchester City free kick, right side of the Liverpool penalty area.
Yeah, Charlie Adams had another goal saying, nah, never touched you. Couldn't see from there, I have to say. But it's you know, it's dangerous. 3 minutes, Steve.
Take that free kick quickly, 3 minutes to play. Lifted in, header over the top of the crossbar!
It's all right.
Aguero with it.
He switched off, didn't
Delicately he? Delicately chipped in. Aguero turning and flicking that header forward. And just for a moment or two, Liverpool were worried.
Well, we switched off again. Short, and no one reacted, and the ball came in, and... It was a free header, Steve. Free header. But it's good to see just 3 minutes go up. I thought it might have added four or a five. So we just need to see this out.
Lescott makes the throw backwards to Milner. Milner then pressing forward. Carroll's fouled him. Another free kick given away, and Liverpool will have to defend one being taken from about 30 plus yards wide left.
I thought you got the ball there, I have to say. It's another free kick from the same sort of area where they just dump it opposite sides. So, a bit of defending to do.
James Milner curls the ball into the pack. It's a stoppage time. Strong header away. First to get it's Clichy. And Nasri again lifted into the box. Dzeko's in there. Header down. First to it is Savic. Savic takes the shot. Dzeko goes down in the box, but no one touched him. And right in his face is Andy Carroll. So get to your feet.
Fell, yeah.
I think it was Dzeko. Going down there. Glenn Johnson's onto it right hand side. Henderson rolls back for Carragher. Carragher forward ball. That'll be stopped by Joe Hart away to our right hand side. Another look at the watch from the referee. Surely time up.
That's it now.
Liverpool have won here in the semi final of the Carling Cup, the first leg. They've got 1 foot in Wembley Stadium. They've still got to complete the job at Anfield in 2 weeks' time. But Steven Gerrard's 11th minute penalty was the decider here tonight. And what pressure they withstood in the second 45 to keep Manchester City at bay. Liverpool beat City by a goal to nil in their backyard, and the fans can start dreaming, just a little bit anyway, of Wembley.
Yeah, the tactics weren't pretty, I have to say, but they were efficient, and they were. Just defending our own half. We didn't ask any questions at all. kept us on the edge of our seats sometimes. The City didn't have enough to open us up, in all honesty. You know, I think we hit the their goalie had more saves to make. We'll take the 1-0 big time. If we'd have took a draw, some people were saying 1-0 deficit you'd take. But certainly 1-0, it's advantage to Liverpool. It's certainly not over. We know how good City can be away from home. We've seen them stuff Man United, no, Arsenal, Tottenham. So it's not a formality, and it's going to be going to take some hard work at Anfield. But hey, we've got our heads in front.
He did it on Sunday.
If you go back to the right manner at home, you know, there'd be a great atmosphere. Semi-final, we haven't seen a semi-final in Anfield since, you know, the European Cup final, their semi-final some years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. So it's a great night for the fans as well. Well,
these deluded City fans here who never even turned up to fill their stadium to support their team, it'll be a different sort of atmosphere at Anfield.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the fans certainly won't take it for granted in 2 weeks' time.
We've been starved of silverware. We haven't been to Wembley, and our fans are desperate to get there, so there'll be a fervent Anfield. That's a matter of fact. You know, people used to call this the Mickey Mouse Cup, but when you'd have, you know, gone to the top four, you've been struggling, you know, for years, it's a start, and it's important to get, you know, the factor over to the players, what winning's all about, winning trophies all about, and, you know, it'd be a great start for us. It certainly would, but it's, as I said before, there's a lot of work to be done.
Started the game in the right manner. Joe Hart tested a couple of times, and that all sort of built up to Steven Gerrard's goal. And thankfully, even though Andy Carroll missed that early chance, just like Downing did last week, thankfully it came to a point where Liverpool got the penalty and got their noses in front.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Pepe pulled off two decent saves in the game. Hart pulled off three or four in the first 25 minutes. But then we were blunt going forward. It didn't matter because the defended really well. The team as a whole did defend brilliantly, heroically at times, and didn't give them the opportunity. So well done. And, you know, we're just not used to seeing Liverpool teams, you know, over the years, having, you know, do that. We play and we express ourselves, we make chances, and we try to score goals. But this is a Manchester City team now, not what they were years ago. An easy touch. They've got some fantastic players, even though loads of them were out.
Absorbing game, and a word about those fans there. I mean, you know, we talk about them being starved, but just how in the last 10 minutes they acknowledged that they need to play a part in that game, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. You know, it is important. You know, I mean, as a player, you know, you're feeling your legs, you're seeing there's some tired legs there, you know, the last 15 minutes or so, and you want to hear your fans singing. It helps you get through, you know, dig in. So they played their part as well. That'll take a lot of the team and all for Saturday's game, Stoke, so I'm sure there'll be a few changes. That was sapping there, the conditions. It's still raining as we speak now, and, you know, they've worked really hard.
Post-match. We've got a small advantage, we'll take that in the next game. They're a great side, we know that, and it's not going to be any easier with next week as to what it was tonight, so we know what we're up against. But for Stephen to step forward and score with a penalty, it was great for us.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.